That's interesting.
But just a beautiful song. I don't know that she ever ended up... No, she did not receive royalties. She did not get assigned the song. So it does sound like it could be inspired by somebody writing, you know, watching the performance. I think she may have just had the ideas, but they're the ones who put it to words.
Yeah.
Well, well done. A charge to you, Dust Bowl. Thank you for being with us. John and Carrick also got the correct answer. And a correct answer up from Patrick, who mentioned how great Roberta Flack's version of First Time Ever I Saw Your Face was. Tom and McCandless got the correct answer. And I mentioned John and Economy Borough, Jim and Blackridge. And by the way, the birth date, I believe, is 1937. We had a source indicating 1939, but I just checked a few other sources. Susie had the right answer as well and said she thinks the year of her birth was actually 1937, and you are absolutely right. Thank you for letting us know that. Stuart had the correct answer too. Stu is in McCandless, listening with Sarah. Mike and Mars had it. Kathy and Tyonesta has it. I mentioned Mrs. Edwards in Monroeville. Or it might be the other Susan had the correct answer. And Jess in the South Hills has the right answer as well. Flack, and I thought you might enjoy hearing Ewan McCall's wife, Peggy Seeger, singing the song that was referenced in the Hysteriddle. She does it beautifully.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and stars were the gift you gave to the dark and empty skies, my love, to the dark skies. The first time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth move in my hand, loving heart of a captive bird. That was there at my command, my love. That was there at my command. The first time ever I lay with you and felt your heart beat close to mine, I thought our joy would fill the earth and last till the end of time, my love, and last till the end of time.
Peggy Seeger, with The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, broadcasting live, where we have a special song for Millie coming up in moments from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, WSAJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYWLP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and tune in Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and other online apps, including SLBRadio.org/radio.
Now reach the audience participation portion of our album. This is an old sing-along song, and what we'd like for you to do is to listen to the chorus of this song and then sing along with us. We'll go through it once, and then we want you all to sing along. Sat on his oriental mat in his harem in downtown Persia. He took a sip of coffee, just a drip, and he said to his servant, "Curse ya, ah, curse ya, curse ya, curse ya. That's the worst cup of coffee in Persia. Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea."
You got it? Well, join right in.
In days of old, when nice and men were bold and whiskey was much cheaper, Ben Turpin rode to a coffee shop and showed his pistols to the keeper. He said, "Stand and deliver, can't you see that I'm all a quiver? Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea." When Bonaparte found that he was in the cart and he lost that Waterloo fight, he gave his sword to Wellington, my lord, and he said, "Those bitches can't have that. Now you've had your Waterloo, say, tell me what am I having with you, say? Kiss, and leave me to see baby, give a kiss, give me, give me, baby, give a kiss, hip, hip, Well, we didn't exactly expect you to sing along with that last part since it was in French. This is your last chance, however. It is the People magazine version of this song, and it goes like this. Now King Solomon and his queen would carry on, so we heard in the ancient scandals. He bought her lots of silver coffee pots with diamond legs and handles. And said the queen of Sheba, I'd rather have any old Tiba. Cause everybody, all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots, scented coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper copper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot.
Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee or have a proper cup of tea. There, I did it. See, I was singing the last verse. So I beat them, right? That's Trout Fishing in America here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Richard Sass, we love you, miss you, and that is especially for Millie, in honor of, in memory of Richard, and in honor of Richard. And we'll have another song for Richard coming up. He, like you, as you listen, was here just about every Saturday, and we're grateful over the years that we've been able to keep each other company. No matter what happens, we're always here for one another, which is a wonderful thing.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile format that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including February's romance guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our Brigade Charade, giving you a chance to sound out the answer to the word we are looking for. Remember, spelling does not count. This week, we are looking for a three-syllable word. The clue is means of travel. Means of travel. First syllable, small hotel. Small hotel. Second syllable, brusque. Brusque. Third syllable, declare. Declare. Again, the overall clue is means of travel. Syllable one, small hotel. Syllable two, brusque. Syllable three, declare. Put the answers to those three syllables together. You should be able to sound out the answer.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Here is the waffle song I mentioned earlier, Tracy Newman.
There's a new guy making waffles today at the Waffle House. It's Sunday morning. busy as it can be. I take the last available seat at the counter, where the new guy's stationed right in front of me. All four of his machines are overflowing with batter. It's oozing down the cabinet to the floor. It's 2 inches deep, he can hardly keep his footing. Three waitresses are waiting for waffles. If he can't make them, they can't serve them. Shouldn't us diners take a closer look at him? 5'5", barely 17, legs tangled up in dirty apron strings, really bad skin, two broken teeth, arms like sticks poking out of his sleeves, a chef's hat teetering on his big ears. He's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back the tears in this trial by fire. The boy who mans the waffle iron. Well, a buzzer sounds, a waffle's ready, so he lifts the lid. He can't ease the waffle out, so he grabs a fork. Stabs at the waffle, it breaks into little pieces. He digs them out and flicks them on the floor. A young waitress can't resist, she tries to help him. But the man in charge of eggs throws her a look. She backs away, I guess the egg man is the owner. This awkward would-be cook of waffles. If he can't make them, they can't serve them. We're all thinking that this job's too much for him. 5'5", barely 17, legs tangled up in dirty apron strings, really bad skin, two broken teeth, arms like sticks poking out of his sleeves, a chef's hat teetering on his big ears. He's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back the tears. Ain't it time to fire the boy who mans the waffle iron? Just look at all our plates lined up beside the waffle boy. A waffle on an egg-filled plate. His ragged smile would take your breath away. He spins around to show the waffle to that waitress, but like a frisbee, it sails right off the plate and flies into the face of the Eggman, who catches it and looks down at the kid. He holds up the waffle for all of us to see. Then he smiles and says, "Do you see what my boy did? Waffles, my boy can make 'em. We can serve 'em. And I always knew he had the gift in him." 5'5", barely 17, legs tangled up in dirty apron strings, really bad skin, two broken teeth, arms like sticks poking out of his sleeves, a chef's hat teetering on his big ears. He's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back the tears, but there'll be no fire in. And we're all admiring
Band featuring Claire Lynch at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Tracy Newman and the Replacements with the song called Waffle Boy. How did you do with today's Brigade Charade Puzzle? Did you get it? You missed it? Well, here it is. One more time. The overall clue is means of travel. Means of travel. First syllable, small hotel. Second syllable is brusque. The third syllable is declare. Put those together and you should be able to sound out the answer, which is a three-syllable word, meaning means of travel. What a busy morning today. We're so happy that you're interacting, Ricky. My wife is answering phones, I'm answering texts, and an occasional call. I talked to Tommy in Virginia, who you heard on the air a few moments ago in our last hour. He came up with the correct answer. So did Rich in Freeport, John in Economy Borough, also good morning to John and Marjorie in Harrisville, talking a bit about the Roberta Flack song and its use. And Clint Eastwood's play Misty for Me. Good to hear from you. Mike and Mars just got the correct answer, too. How about you? Did you get it? Syllable one, small hotel, is in, I-N-N. Syllable two, brusque, is terse, T-E-R-S-E. And declare is state, S-T-A-T-E. Put them together, you get in, terse, state, in, terse, state, interstate. That's the correct answer. Answering the clue, means of travel. And solving the puzzle, as I was speaking it through, is Susie in Alexandria, Virginia. Susie, I know you got that independently, so we'll still have you.
I did.
Yeah, I know.
I was just like, I knew it was in, and I'm like, and I couldn't, you know, brusque didn't just come to me right away, you know. But then I was just like, I was like, modes of travel, and I was like, oh, maybe it's interstate.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, terse.
Well, I'm glad. We'll see if you know this. I don't want to challenge you, but the rules of interstate numbering, do you have that knowledge about why they're numbered the way they are and the rules they are to conform to? I'm always fascinated by this.
I don't know, but I know, like, I think, like, interstates are... So it's like 495 and 395.
Right.
And those are
with the blue and red signs. Well, there are if they go east west, they're always even numbers. So I-90,
oh.
I-10 go east west, and I-80 is another example. If they go north and south, they're given odd numbers like I-79 or I-95. And then,
oh, that's helpful.
If my memory is correct, if they go from coast to coast or border to border, more or less, they end in a zero if they go east-west, and they end in a five if they go north-south. And then there's some other rules. A three-digit one joins... a two-digit one with the same last numbers in the D.C. area. You know all about that with driving. And then I think numerically, as you look at all the east-wests and south-norths, they increase in number as from north to south and west to east. They go up. It's interesting. When you look at a highway map, you can see all of that.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's so funny because, you know, now I used to collect the Pennsylvania map every year, you know, and now, you know, it's like I just use my phone. I haven't gotten rid of, you know, the maps to the states that I travel in just in case, you know, I were to, you know, but my brother's really good at maps.
Yeah, I've gotten so reliant on a GPS to tell me what to do, and you lose perspective after a while. I think Ricky still prefers maps and likes to kind of see the big picture on things. If I am not told by the GPS to do something, I might not do it, even though it's obvious.
Well, one of the things that I like about going back to Pittsburgh is that, you know, I drove in Pittsburgh for, you know, just about 25 years. And, you know, I don't have to use GPS a lot when I'm there. And I still have to use GPS a lot when I'm here in the D.C. area. You know, I mean, not to work or to my parents or, you know, regular places, but going a lot of places because, I've only been here, 8 years. But I do still rely on the GPS a lot.
Oh, it takes a while to get that into your memory. And especially in your area, things change a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Lots
crazy.
Of change.
But sometimes I think, you know, would I know? I mean, there's more than one way to get to the movies where I live, you know. But would I, if I didn't have GPS, would I have memorized that by now?
Exactly. But by the way, there's more than one way to get to the movies where I live would be a great book title. But no, what I like about GPS more than anything is it's fairly, spookily, accurate about predicting the time you are going to arrive somewhere.
Yes.
And it's calmed me down significantly if I think I'm running late for something. It's like, nope, it says I'm going to be here by that time. I can just sort of take it easy, which to me is a nice thing.
Well, I have a GPS story. Because I live in this area and I don't want to take toll roads, and there are a lot of toll roads, my GPS is often just stuck on no tolls. Well, one time I was coming up to Pittsburgh to go to funeral of a former boss, and my GPS was stuck on no tolls. Well, I didn't realize that my GPS was stuck on no tolls. Well, I'm like, why is it taking me on, what is that road that takes you through Morgantown?
Probably 79 or 70. Oh, or 40, I'll bet.
Yeah, it's the one that you take if you don't want to take the turnpike.
Well, in any event, I know the one you mean, 268,
I think. It was 68.
Yeah.
I went through every single mountain and valley, and I was just praying every single time because, I mean, the turns, and I was like, why am I not on the turnpike?
Oh, no.
And, you know, and I was late to the funeral, and I was like, why am I taking this route? It's, you know, and I was, like, convinced that the GPS was, like, taking me a faster way, and I'm like, okay, no, something's wrong here.
Well, there's nothing worse if I go to a local meeting somewhere, like, say I go to a meeting at WQED in Oakland, which I know how to get there. I don't need a GPS, but I'll use the GPS sort of for confidence and also to know what time I'm going to be there.
Yes.
And then
I do use it for time.
Once I get at the meeting, you know, you hear coming out of my pocket, GPS signal lost. And it's like, really? You needed a G, and I'm not embarrassed by it, but I think it's kind of funny that, you know, if you're commuting to your own home and you need a GPS, but it sometimes is a very helpful thing, I think. So.
Well, I really do, you know, I use it for work for the time factor sometimes.
Absolutely. Susie, thank you. We've got to get moving. A charge to you. Well done. And congratulations if you came up with In Terse State. Our haiku is coming up in just a moment.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Mike and Mars points out a bit of trivia that 579 in Pittsburgh, I-579, is the shortest interstate in the land. Thank you, Mike. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
When first I moved to Pittsburgh, unfamiliar with this town, I bought myself a city map to learn my way around. A lot of good it did me, though, and it soon became quite clear. The guys who made that map have never driven around here. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here. Well, I'd been here just a week or two when I received a call from a new friend. I'd agreed to drive down to the local mall. When I asked her for directions to her house, she said to me, "It's easy, hon, you turn right where the old hills used to be. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here." Didn't know that Hills was a department store or where it had been. One day I stopped in Aspinwall for reasons I forget. To get back on the highway, going south would be no sweat. Wrong. At last a sign for 28, but what I didn't see was the arrow for the turn I missed, well hidden by a tree. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here. Well, here's a few things that I've learned since I moved to Pittsburgh. I know that Brady's Bridge won't take you to the south side from downtown. There's five roads here named Washington. South Heights is north of town. They say that Mars is close to here. The green belt sometimes blue. And now I know that 7th Street ends at 6th Avenue. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here. So if you're trying to get from Rossland Farms to Moon or Beaver Falls, Fort Pitt to Carson Street, McMurray to Munn Hall, if you try and use a Veterans Bridge to get to a Steelers game, take it from one who's been around and around and around and around. The story's still the same. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. Yins can't get there from here.
The newest version of that song from Bertha and the Bells. And a tremble on lead vocal. Every bit of it true, especially that sign in Aspinwall, although I suspect, I hope, it's been trimmed up by now, but I remember that sign being obscured by that tree.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh City schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn. In every school, every day. A-Plus Schools 2024 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about students' achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
We had a request for the ever-popular Little Potato. That's going to be coming up in just about 5 minutes, so stay tuned for that. Coming up at 10 this morning, a student-run brass band called the Spit Valves is going to perform. And I didn't count, but I would imagine we have about a dozen players on alto saxes, tenor and baritone sax, bass trombone, euphonium trombone, a couple trumpet players, a flugelhorn player, and the bass and drums as well. All students from the North Hills, and they will be sharing their music with us at 10 o'clock. Also, at 9:30, Fat Man D is going to drop by. Fat Man D turns 50 this month, and she's going to come by to preview one of her birthday parties, which is February 12th at Con Alma. Carlos Pena will accompany her. That's coming up just after 9:30 on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Time for today's high clue puzzle. Listen carefully. 17 syllables about to be given to you, and see if you can come up with the correct answer to our high clue. Word that could refer to a game that's played with hands or a fireplace tool. Once again, word that could refer to a game that's played with hands or a fireplace tool.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Unlike a lot of other radio programs, you will not have much of a waiting period at all. Just cause we're here. We're focused on you, not commercials or other forms of advertising. You're why we're here. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck with this morning's High Clue. Here comes another song. Millie requested this song in honor and in memory of her husband, Richard. This also is a song Millie and Richard always have been generous people. And this is a generous request because you may, too, have a lot of memories associated with this song if you're a longtime listener. And if you're relatively new, it's a song you'll really enjoy, especially if you're a parent. Metamora with the Saturday Light Brigade classic Little Potato.
You're my little potato, you're my little potato, you're my little potato, they dug you up, you come from underground. The world is big, so big, it's very big. To you, it's new to you. You're my little potato, you're my little potato, you're my little potato, dug you up, you come from underground. Let's talk about root crop.
ranch on you, and things to eat like apples and cheese and bananas and cream, jellies and butter. It's late at night. I hope this little bottle helps you go to sleep. They must have grown you wild. You make a grown man a child. I'll go and play in the mud to be with you, my spud. Potato, when you came out looking red as a beet, you had wrinkles on the bottoms of your feet.
Oh, oh, now you are so sweet, potato. You're my sweet potato. You're my sweet potato.
Dug you up. You come from underground.
You smile. A smile, a little smile. The world is small, so small, it's very small. You're my little potato, you're my little potato, you're my little potato. They dug you up, you come from underground.
Short frilly dresses, they speak of successes with boys. It annoys their mom. Daughters of feminists won't put on jeans or the precious construction boot mama found cute ugly shoes. They refuse. How come? Daughters of feminists think they'll get married to some wealthy guy who'll support them forever. Daughters of feminists don't bother voting at all. Daughters of feminists beg to wear lipstick each day from the age of 3. Daughters of feminists think that a princess is what they are destined to be. How do they get so girly? How come they want a Barbie? Why does it start so early? Why, when we up just like a fella, who does she idolize? Cinderella.
Honey, she's a doormat. You think when she marries that handsome prince, he's not gonna expect her to clean the entire castle? And look at all those rooms, and he's always on the road.
And think about Snow White. I mean, come on. Doing all the housework for 7 guys in exchange for what? Room and board? This is not a good deal.
Daughters of feminists bruise so easily. Daughters of feminists hurt. Daughters of feminists curtsy and skip. Daughters of feminists flirt.
They say, please, mommy, can I do the dishes?
Or let's make a pie for my brother.
Are they sincere? Are they crazy, or are they just trying to stick it to mother? How do they get so girly? How come they want a Barbie? Why does it start so early? Daughters of feminists just want to play with their
daughters
toys.
Of feminists love toys, to wear pink and white short frilly dresses. They speak toys of successes with
daughters
boys,
of feminists boys, just want to play boys, with
daughters of feminists love to wear pink and white short frilly dresses. They speak of successes with boys.
Boys just want to play with their toys.
Kathy Fink and Marcy Varxer, daughters of feminists. Hello to Rebecca, listening in Deutschland this morning in Germany. Where we're getting her afternoon off to a good start, if I'm doing my math correctly. I'm glad you're tuned in this morning, Rebecca. Well, did you come up with the correct answer to this morning's haiku puzzle? One more time, word that could refer to a game that's played with hands or a fireplace tool. Word that could refer to a game that's played with hands or a fireplace tool. We'll give you a moment to come up with it. There was an article in the New York Times this week answering the question, is there still a rule against wearing brown shoes with blue pants? And I thought that the answer was obvious. No, but the fashion critic of the New York Times talked about that at length in this article. Based on a question from David in Flushing, New York. David wrote, sometime in the last 2 years, it became fashionable for men to wear brown shoes with blue or black pants. I thought there was a rule against this. How did the new trend start, and should it be stopped? It's actually refreshing that this is a controversy to focus on. And Vanessa Friedman, the columnist, writes, when I lived in London for 12 years, there was one rule my banker friends would often recite to me, no brown in town, meaning no brown shoes at work, an axiom that originated during the Victorian era. Marching over the veils of their country estates in brown shoes and boots to match the brown mud and being expected to return to their offices with polished black shoes. Columnist Vanessa Friedman goes on to write that, like most dress codes, this has gone by the wayside, a victim of the casual Fridayization of every day, a term she coined. After all, when your jacket and trousers no longer match, it's less of a big deal when your shoes don't match either. In fact, it kind of makes sense, especially given the Frankenstein sneakers most people like to wear. And Guy Trebe, a menswear critic for the New York Times, writes that there's only one footwear rule that really still holds. Black for evening, worn with matching or complementary socks. The bare ankle thing is day old sprezzatura, he writes. Ricky Wheat. Have to have my wardrobe changed. thank you for your note. She just wrote from Karlsruhe, Deutschland. And Patrick just got the answer to this morning's high clue. A correct answer from Patrick and from Susie in Alexandria, Rich in Edinburgh, Kara listening in Pittsburgh, Tommy in Virginia. John in Economy Borough, Rich in Freeport, Russ and Sharon in Kang, North Carolina, Jim in Black Ridge, Bruce in Ingram, Linda in Collier, and Larry in Elwood City, and also John and Addie in East Deer, Mike in Mars, John in Carrick, Jim in Crafton Heights, Kathy in Tyonesta, and let me share with you Mike's poem. Mike always writes a poem with us or for us, and where is it? Is this it? I found it. He wrote, you made a clever use of hands to mean cards like ace and joker, so let's turn over a log or two and play a hand of poker. That's the word we were looking for. Poker, a Saturday Light Brigade charge for you if you came up with it, and another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 20 minutes. Here's Roy Bookbinder.
She's clipping coupons. I'm shooting dice. She's the kind of gal that's sort of naughty, sort of nice. I got a gal, and she's crazy about me. I love my baby, and my baby loves me. She don't ask me no questions. I don't tell her no lies. She knows how to keep her daddy satisfied. I got a gal, but she's crazy about me. I love my baby, my baby loves me. But I'm a poker playing papa, I'm always on the draw. I'm never satisfied, always push the pot for more. Sitting on a short stack, really in a daze. No, I'm supposed to call her, but I'm probably gonna raise. Peeking in my pocket, I'm waiting for the flop. Lady Luck is watching, does she know if I'm hot or not? I got a gal, and she's crazy about me. I love my baby, ooh, and my baby loves me. Now don't get too excited, never lose your cool. Keep your eyes wide open, don't be the one gets fooled. I got a gal, and she's crazy about me. Baby, that's right, my baby loves me. But I'm a poker playing papa, I'm always on the draw. Never satisfied, always push the pot for more. Sitting on a short stack, really in a daze. I know I'm supposed to call them, but I'm probably gonna raise. Duchess taking chances is our game. We're headed to the big show in the Poker Hall of Fame. I got a gal, and she's crazy about me. I love my baby, and my baby loves me. it in my chips. I'm headed for the door. I gotta get home before my poker playing mama gets sore. I got a gal and she's crazy about me. I love my baby, that's right. My baby loves me. But I'm a poker playing papa. I'm always on the draw. Never satisfied, always push the pot for more. Sitting on a short stack, reeling the days. I know I'm supposed to call him, but I'm probably gonna raise.
Table at a little cafe, cleaning our plates like some kind of a race. We finished our meal without making a sound. I glanced at him, he flagged the waitress down. She brought us our check and said, will that be all? He said, yeah, thanks, and sent her off with a nod. I'm sure she was thinking, about those guys. When she counted her tip, she had to smile. What I got from him is my stubborn side, and the tap in my fingers on the wheel when I drive, and the gift of keeping strangers an arm's length away, not knowing what I'm thinking behind my poker face. When I'm stuck in a crowd at a party somewhere with people that I'm supposed to know, I don't do small talk, but I'll shake your hand and you'll wonder about me and I'll consider us friends. What I got from him is my quiet side, and annoyed everybody with how slow I can drive, and the habit of never calling anybody by name. So they're never quite sure if I know who they are as they try to read my poker face. So if you see us out at some little cafe, cleaning our plates like some kind of a race, and you can't figure out if we're happy or mad, that's the way that we like it, me and my dad. And I tend to be a little bit cheap, but I tip pretty well. Secrets behind my poker face.
David Potts, the song is called Poker Face Roy Bookbinder. Dead Poker Playing Papa before that, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. And this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Coast Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. The Sound Hound is right around the corner, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. But first, we have feature for Black History Month from our archives today. Youth collected reflections from Devontae Butler of Homewood. Interviewers Sean McGinnister and Greg Smith captured this interview on August 23rd, 2018.
My name is Sean McGinnister. I'm 17 years old.
My name is Gregory Smith. I am 14 years old.
And we interviewed Devontae Butler on August 23rd, 2018.
I grew up in Homewood. It was right in Flory Way. A typical day was, you know, just, it was like survival. Like, it was a survival series. Well, I had to learn at around like the age of six how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and how to allow that to be satisfaction for me when you really didn't know what a real meal looked like. Whatever was in front of you, that was the definition. I pretty much would say because of my environment, my definition will be different to someone else's definition that had a little bit more, I would say. My mom was the type of person where she broke her back. She did everything that she could to make sure that I seen work ethic. And through her work ethic, the hope was that I would develop work ethic. So the one thing about education and anything that someone else might want for you is my mom really pushed me to a place where before she knew that she could push me towards getting a great education, she had a desire to get me to want to be willing to push myself first. So that was through her example with working and stuff like that. And I would just say, like, that's the big thing, like, to be able to and willing to push yourself. At 20 years old, I had one ambition, that one game plan that you might have that you feel like, yo, I'm going to do this. It's going to change my situation. And that was to throw a party for my brother who had passed away. And it was like the biggest thing I ever did in my life, right? It really showed me that I was more than what I even thought about myself, for real, you know, because growing up, I never had a birthday party. So I never had like a birthday party, friends come over. So I was that kid. I always wonder like, yo, if I had a party, right? Like when you don't never have a party, you wonder like, if I had a party, like would people come or who would come, right? So like that was my mindset. Once I seen the amount of people, I was like, wow, that's crazy. A month after that, my brothers had asked me to take them up to Edinburgh to go see some females. So I was like, nah, at first, because I didn't really want to go. But then they said, I'll give me some gas money. And keep in mind, I lost all my jobs. So I'm like, dang, I might have to use that. So I said, yeah, I didn't want to drive. So I let my brother drive. It was five of us in a car, my vehicle. We're going 80 miles per hour, almost at Edinburgh. We slipped on some black ice. Car spun out on my side. I was in the passenger seat. And I remember just smacking a guardrail that I just blacked out. Next thing you know, all I remember is waking up outside the vehicle. So I'm outside the car. I can't move my body. I'm in the snow. Two other of my brothers outside the car as well, too. So I'm like, bro, like, what's going on? I didn't even get a chance to see the vehicle. I had to get two ambulances to the hospital, right? Two different ambulances to the hospital. I got to the hospital. My one brother was there. He was the one person out of all of us who didn't have a scratch injury on his body. The one person, right? So I asked him, I said, bro, what happened? And he looked at me dead in the eye and said, bro, I prayed. And when he said that, you know, it still gives me chills, like, because when he said that, that's when I knew God saved my life. Like, that's when I knew that there was something more. When I had got a chance to see the vehicle, it was like a week later, because I'm wondering, like, I'm in the front seat. How did I get outside the car, right? Like, so that's the question. How did you get outside the car? $1 million question. No windows was broken. No doors were open except one window. Guess what window it was? The back window. I went through the back window, through the front seat. So just no other explanation but God.